Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard it that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes the sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brother only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord.
After each of the masses, at least since I've been here the past few days, Father Leon has mentioned that there's adoration in the chapel from 2 to 6 o'clock. He says something very important, that the greatest miracles happen at adoration. That might be the good Dominican coming out in him. St. Thomas Aquinas, the greatest doctor of the church, greatest teacher of the Catholic faith, said that the Lord saved his greatest miracle for the end. That is, at the Last Supper, he transformed bread into his own body. Something that would remain with us in the world until the end of time. That was his greatest miracle. One that we're able to participate in every time we go to Mass, and that we can truly be in his presence every time we visit a Catholic church in all of the tabernacles of the world. That's something that we can never comprehend fully, something that we will only come to realize that great gift that we have when one day, hopefully, we all get to heaven. But it is really the way for us to get to heaven as well. That's the one sure way that our Lord gave to us to get there. The question is for us today, is how much do we appreciate that gift given to us? And that's for all of us, the faithful, and maybe more especially for us priests, realizing the gift that we're able to celebrate whenever we celebrate Mass. It's often mentioned that in some sacristies, there's an inscription that says to the priest, "Celebrate this Mass as if it was your first Mass, as if it will be your last Mass." And it's for us to all keep in mind, maybe being here today, what if this is the last Mass we'll ever attend? How much attention would we pay to what's going on? Are we really thankful for the gift that's given to us? Especially when it comes to the Eucharist today, there's a sad reality in we probably shouldn't take too much or give too much credence to polls and people, you know, asking questions and what the latest opinion poll might be of people's beliefs or whatnot. But in many places throughout the world, it's quite astounding that for many Catholics, they no longer believe in the true presence of Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. That can be attributed to multiple factors. One might be the way the Masses are celebrated, or the fact that people no longer go to Mass, no longer go to confession, the two of them being intimately bound together. If we receive communion in a state of sin, we essentially do not appreciate what we are receiving. We can't receive the fullness of the sacrament if we haven't gone to confession beforehand. But also the way that the Mass is celebrated, and also the many abuses that happen to the Eucharist, should be astounding for us. Many places in the Western world, Western Europe, and in the United States, essentially the churches are empty, maybe because there's no longer an appreciation or understanding of what it is that the people are missing out on. That's something for us to realize when we're on pilgrimage here. Of the many messages that are shared, one is that being at Mass is really greater than seeing the Blessed Mother herself. Because when we're here, we're with her Son and all of the angels and saints surrounding us. Maybe when we go to Mass, we don't always have that feeling that we're surrounded by angels and saints, but it is because we're surrounded by people that we might not like so much. But something for us to realize, the great gift that we have, the fact that we can receive God in Holy Communion. What if we were to tell people when we go home that when we go to church on Sunday, we receive God? Not just in a spiritual sense, but Him, body, blood, soul, and divinity. Divinity means God Himself. Does that ever cross our mind when we're receiving Holy Communion? Something for us to truly give thanks for. The Eucharist is giving thanks. And the fact that we're able to receive Him today is really the greatest gift that we will ever receive in our lives. O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment of time.